Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Purchase her new album, Rebirth of Soul, available on iTunes, Google Play, but like us, rest of us mere mortals, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted singer, songwriter, my goodness, she blessed us with her debut EP back in 2016, No Turning Back, and now she has a new single, A Prelude, some upcoming fantastic work in 2018 with Promised Land. I'm talking about the incredible Eleanor Talley. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Miss Eleanor Talley. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. I've been waiting. We got it done. You're here, so that's all that matters. That's all that matters. You know, yeah. I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire EP, and one of my favorite songs, Sunlight, incredible. The vocal range and just the overall production of the EP was incredible.
That's
incredible.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm always happy to hear people's favorites. Yeah, thank you.
So let me ask you, you've had an opportunity to get out and do some touring. What has been, from your perspective, what has been the overall feedback as far as your live performances? Because we know it's a big difference between creating something in a studio, and when you get on stage, you have to take it to another level. So what has been the overall feedback?
Definitely. Well, it's been amazing. We actually just got off our fall tour, the West Coast tour that we just had about two nights ago. And we were playing L.A. and Hollywood and Anaheim and Colorado, all over Colorado. We played Denver and Memphis. And we started with Memphis because my band is based out of Memphis. And so we went out to the West with them. And it was just amazing. It was one of my favorite tours, if not the best that I've ever had, because we had people just dancing all night long and places were full and everyone was so sweet. And, you know, I'm just so lucky to have the guys who are on the road with me and, you know, just have some good people around me doing this with me and, you know, joining this crazy journey that I've been going through. So it's really been amazing.
Without question. You know, the old saying, I've heard someone told me a long time ago, and we said, you know what? Some people try to buy soul and then other people have soul ingrained into it. And you definitely have that. My pleasure. Conversing with you now, you seem like a very laid back person. But I want to know who's that on stage. Person on stage is completely different from the person that I'm speaking to right now. It seems like a completely different entity. Yeah. Can you explain to the listeners out there what kind of release is it for you emotionally to be able to connect like that with the listeners?
Definitely. Well, first of all, I feel like you hit the nail right on the head. We just started a conversation and you're already asking the best questions. Well, it's really the case with me, and it's very funny because when I first started performing, I myself was shocked at what was happening with me on stage. It definitely feels like, you know, channeling a lot of energy and almost like it's a different part of who I am. And, you know, I did have fans come up and say that to me a lot. And so one of my fans actually decided to name my onstage persona. And she was inspired by how, like, Beyonce has an onstage persona that she calls Sasha. So
right.
She decided to call my onstage persona Katya. And so ever since, you know, it's been really funny because, you know, because everyone's been saying, oh, my God, Katya's been on the stage with you so much this tour. Like, it was really, you know, yeah, it's definitely, you know, some sort of energy channeling, I feel like. And it does feel a lot like being a vessel on stage that channels. And also, you know, the communication with the audience. Is definitely my absolute favorite part. You know, when you're on stage and you communicate with the people looking at you, not through words and not through a normal conversation, but strictly through music. And, you know, just looking at people's faces while performing is literally that connection is my favorite thing about the whole journey, about everything. So I just love it. And, you know, it's definitely so self-fulfilling. And it's amazing. Very, very, feeling very blessed to be able to do
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, absolutely. When you have that kind of rush of energy,
mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to come down from that after a performance?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think I ever really get a chance to examine that just because I usually get off stage and... You know, everyone's trying to talk to me right away, so the switch needs to happen immediately. Where, you know, from performing and doing all of it, and usually we end the set with the most, you know, the peak and stuff like that, and then just like immediately starting the conversation with everyone. And so, you know, it's a switch I think most performers need to do to make, and you know, it's part of the experience. It's lots of fun.
You know. Every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, they've always said to me, they say that music takes so much out of you because it takes you on a journey of where you're able mm-hmm. to express things that a lot of times you're not able to convey just having a normal conversation with people that you know. It's an outlet. It's a muse.
Definitely.
For you.
Definitely.
For you,
definitely.
Do you feel like you're able to communicate a lot better music as far as giving people a better understanding on who Eleanor Talley is?
Yeah, you know, it's very unique in that I'm not only learning how to give other people an idea of who I am, I'm also discovering who I am more every day. You know, performing like that and being on the road and all these connections and the different rooms that you play in, different audiences you have. It's like there's different energy that I deal with in every show. And so that all also teaches me a lot about who I am and who I am on stage, who I am off stage, and then where do the two meet, you know. And there's a lot to be said about it. It's a topic that, you know, we could probably talk about for like 10 hours. But it's just how... It's part of the magic and you know, performing and playing music.
I've always felt that what separates an exceptional artist just for someone who just wants to sing is that they have the capacity to show such a sense of vulnerability that you allow people a peek inside of your soul. And
mm-hmm.
what I'm noticing through your music, I sense such a combination of strength but also vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
What has this journey been like for you as far as your growth through music and also your songwriting?
Well, it's been amazing. I mean, I started writing songs when I was 12. And so, you know, I've crossed through genres. I wasn't born and raised in America. I was born and raised in Israel. And then I moved here 5 years ago. And so... Back in Israel, I was also doing lots of jazz. I was also doing lots of rock. I also play the piano, and I play the cello, and I was just trying and experimenting with different things so much. And, you know, the songwriting is definitely a part of that. There's all kinds of different styles that I tried. And now I'm at a point where, you know, I'm loving where I am, but I'm also realizing that I'm never going to stay in one place. I'm going to keep evolving, and it's all going to be just the way it's supposed to be, you know. And I'm looking forward to bringing in the instruments and the other influences into this project from my past, and just kind of get a holistic situation where all of the parts of who I am are being presented and showcased at the shows and on the albums and stuff like that. So very, very exciting.
It may be a little bit taboo to say this. Live instrumentation, my goodness, it's such a rarity in today's industry. And I want to know from you, when you're out on stage performing and you have that kind, I like to say, power, that kind of magic in your hand, when you and the band are in sync, you're walking that wire in sync on the same time, what is that feeling overall? What comes over you? What kind of gratification do you get from that, knowing that you're creating something, an extension of you, but creating something even more special in live performances?
It's a great question. It's a beautiful feeling because the band playing the live music with me, it just feels like we're all creating at the same time as a team. And that's why it's also, I always thought it is so important for a group of musicians, a band that plays together live, to actually have very good relationships and have the right kind of chemistry. And I'm very, very blessed and thankful for it to be the situation in my case. So we're good friends, and it also helps it come to life, and it does feel like creating art together. So it's a great feeling.
Now, the debut EP, No Turning Back, and just, again, listening to you, it seems to me it sounds like a person we talked about evolving, is that we want to continue to grow. And that's the vibe that I get from the EP. After everything was said and done, what did you take away from No Turning Back? How would you rate it from a scale from 1 to 10? Because I can tell already that you're a perfectionist. So how many songs were left off the album, but how did you feel about the overall product when it was finished?
Well, I was feeling very good about, you know, releasing something that was, all the songs were written by me, and it was almost like an autobiography. The songs are a lot about my own journey, and they're so personal. And like you said, I definitely agree that there's still a feeling once you hear it all, like there's more to come, and there's more growth to be told about in the next songs and so on. I was very, very honored to work with Lawrence Boo Mitchell from Memphis, who was a Grammy-winning producer and engineer who did all kinds of things, and he's Willie Mitchell's son, and they have worked with Al Green throughout the years, and they're just legendary in Memphis, and it was just a great starting point, you know, to grow from, and wonderful people and wonderful vibe, and I think it can be heard. When listening to that EP, I think it can definitely be sensed that, you know, there was a lot.
All right, family, we apologize. We had a major, major power surge here in the studio here in downtown Houston. I think we have everything taken care of. Let's see. We have Eleanor back on the lines. Eleanor, are you there?
I'm right here.
There you go. Oh, the parodies of living in downtown Houston. Lord have mercy. We are back, family. Thank you so much for being patient with us. In the meantime, again, be sure to purchase Eleanor's debut EP, of course, 2016 debut EP, No Turning Back, available everywhere. Now, we're dealing with here and now. You've given us a couple of slices of cheesecake from the debut EP. 2018 is a little bit, a month and a half away. What can we expect from you as far as new music? What levels do you plan to take it to on the new album or the new project?
Well, we've already got a single that dropped digitally and is available on SoundCloud and going to be available on all channels this week. It's called Promised Land.
Right.
And Promised Land, musically, has a sound that I've been dreaming and working to create since I started the solo project back in 2016. It was produced by Steve Greenwell, platinum-selling producer. He's been working with Joss Stone for years, producing most of her albums. Busta Rhymes, Diggable Planets, worked with Common, worked with The Roots, and he's just a magic man. And that's what I've been calling him on all of my social media posts and everything. And then we've also had some amazing musicians come in and record that single with us and also work on the next few singles that are going to be released throughout 2018. Such as Pinky McCurdy, who has been playing with Lady Gaga and Justin Timberlake and Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill throughout the years. And he's on tour with Lauryn Hill right now. And then we've got bass player Jack Daly, who played with Lenny Kravitz for about, I think it was about 15 years, if I'm not mistaken, and worked with Beyonce and Michael Jackson. It's just a huge honor to have these guys on the record. We also have New Jersey native Larry Friday on the keyboard. So I just can't even describe how blessed I feel and how much of, you know, a great beginning it was here in Memphis at Royal Studios for the EP, but now we're moving on to New Jersey, been recording there with Steve, the producer, and all these great guys. And so we've got about 4 singles coming up in the next few months. Promised Land that just dropped. Also, I'm going to be working on it. I'm already working on a music video for that one. So there's a lot in the works,
A very busy 2018,
yeah.
My goodness,
exactly.
But that's a beautiful thing. It's definitely a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Being a songwriter, to me, being a very gifted songwriter, I know it's not easy to share much of yourself when you're working with a producer because you have to be on that same kind of line. You have to be able to understand one another.
Yeah.
And the producer's responsibility is to get the best out of you. Working on the new project in 2018, how important is it to you to have that kind of relationship and understanding with the producer that really gets you and try to take you to the next level?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so happy you're asking about this because the producer for Promised Land, who I just mentioned, Steve, is so much more than just the amazing producer that he is. He's also an amazing human being. And who he is definitely a huge part of why this music is something I feel so good about. I feel like I'm finally at the point where the music I've been dreaming to make is coming to life. Obviously, his skills are just amazing, and he's always amazing us all over again every time he sends something over. But I mean, also the connection that I've had with him in the studio and just like spending time with him. We were in Asbury Park, which is where his studio is, for a month at a time, twice this year. And just like hanging and talking about every single song, talking about every little thing, you know, and I actually made a list of quotes, his quotes, and I think I'm going to end up making a little quote book by him. But, you know, one of my favorite quotes of his is, give the song all the love that you got, and it'll tell you what it means. And I just think that is a very major part of Steve's genius. And I'm just so very thankful to have him do this with me. And I just feel like, you know, the result is not even... It's amazing, but it's not even the point. The journey is the point with this music creation, because when you meet such good people and they fit so perfectly in your life, you can't help but feel like everything happens for the reason you know that it's supposed to happen for. So very, very
thankful. Without question, I think a lot of us from the outside looking in, we don't realize the importance of having such a strong team around you, someone that supports you. They're not just looking at you as an artist, but also you build that kind of rapport, a very special, unique friendship, and they care about you as a person. As Stan Lee once said, with great power comes great responsibility. And I believe as an artist, you have such responsibility because you have so many people out there that are going through their different trials and tribulations in life, that music is an outlet. It takes them to another level. It's old adage, you can turn a frown upside down and put somebody in a different kind of mood. What puts you in a great mood? What particular artists that you can listen to? If you're having one of those quote-unquote so-so days, and you can just turn and listen to, put a CD in and listen to this particular artist and say, wow, I got this. And it just, you start brainstorming and it makes you want to start writing again.
Well, you know what? The answer would probably be a list of 50 to 100 artists.
But
I will say that one of the things that put me in a very good mood always and inspire me is listening to good new music that comes out. And I love listening to new music and being exposed to new stuff all the time. And, you know, that definitely inspires me so much. And there are a lot of artists who've inspired me this year. I would have to say Anderson .Paak. And I would also say, you know, there's some British musicians I've been listening to. There's a British musician named Mayo who's amazing. And I absolutely love everything she's been releasing. Leanne LaHava. You know, and then there's also obviously the older, the guys who've been around for about 20 years, and, you know, Erykah Badu and D'Angelo and all of them. Obviously, I grew up on that, and it has been a very big influence. But also, there are a lot of influences because of the fact that I'm from Israel that are additional things, you know, that maybe a different American musician wouldn't necessarily have in their past as a musical influence. But, you know, I am bringing in some Middle Eastern elements to some of these songs that are about to come out next year. And, you know, it's just a lot of different things. I grew up playing classical music. I grew up singing jazz. I grew up singing and playing rock. So it's really just such a vast, you know, thing of influences that it's very hard to choose one. But those are the ones that this year have been very, you know, dominant. And I just go back to their albums and I listen and I love them.
You know, the great, what you're doing, what I find so fascinating is that it's like a gumbo soup. You're putting so many different things into the soup. You're not being labeled or boxed yourself in. Well, this artist can only do one particular thing. You're bringing different facets of your talent to your music. And that is incredible. And speaking of incredible, oh, my pleasure. The new single, Promised Land. What does this particular song mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. You know, I use the word promised land as an expression that actually describes the sense of peace that you would have in a relationship, both with other people and with yourself. And, you know, there is kind of like a little funny thing to it because I am from Israel. But Promised Land is not about the land in this song. it's more about, you know, relationships, and it really represents inner peace. And so the song was written in retrospect about a relationship gone wrong and the conclusions and the new hopes that grow from it. And, you know, just musically, there's a lot to be said about, you know, both, you know, Steve's work and the songwriting process and the musicians who were on it. But, you know, the bottom line is, it is, I know that we did something right when I hear it and think, you know what, if this wasn't my song, I would still be listening to it and replaying it. And it's just something that I'm very proud of right now. And I think it's a great representation of everything that's about to come this year.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And without further ado, let's give the listeners, I don't like to use the term fans, but let's give the listeners what they desire to hear. Of course, the latest new single, of course, from the very super talented Eleanor Talley from Promised Land, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
A very large amount of dates all put together, but we will try to get to Texas, hopefully maybe even before that. So I update everyone online all the time. So like you said, yeah, okay. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I must ask, the Eleanor Talley of today, if she could go back in time 5 years ago, what would you tell Eleanor Talley 5 years ago? What would you say to her about growth, challenging oneself, and not to show any fear? What would you say to her?
I would probably say that the impossible is possible, and life is going to prove it to me. And the quicker I can find the faith and trust, the better it'll be.
So it is written. So it shall be done. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great question. Really good question.
Yes, Lord. My pleasure. Come down here soon. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform. It was definitely a pleasure, okay?
Same here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, pleasure is truly all mine. The incredible Eleanor Talley here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to apologize to all the many listeners and supporters out there. We had some technical difficulties. We had a major power surge here in downtown Houston, but we're fine. No need to fear. The teddy bear is here, like GT.
Like a sneaky AM birdie, he came into my life. A best friend, the truest, purest light. Thought I knew it all. Limited sight. This is the start of eternal sunlight.
Be so amazing, baby. You my sunlight. It ain't no way I can replace it.